In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Okay, you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped that, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, LeBron's last year, this year, next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The lead singer Bird from the Midnight Falcons, you got his curls today, man. Your shit is laid, bro.
Shout out to Hugh for Every Man.
Plug.
Welcome back to What's Burning. I'm coming to you remotely from San Francisco, California, on the road working right now. Jack, I know you're in Atlanta. What's going on, bro?
Man, I'm cooling, man. Ready to start off to a great week. But before we start this show, I have to say, bro, if you seen 5 Heartbeats, Bird, the lead singer Bird from the Midnight Falcons, you got his curls today, man. Your shit is laid, bro. I don't know what you did this morning, but the motherfuckers is sitting right.
Man, shout out to Hugh for Every Man.
Plug.
Well, let's get to it, man. Out east, the Milwaukee Bucks look like they're on a mission without Chris Middleton right now. They're off to a 6-0 start. Giannis is everything and advertised and more. What are your thoughts on this team? Obviously not jumping to conclusions because it's still very early in the season, but Jack, they look like they're on a mission this year.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to see the approach Giannis has to this season, man. You know, I said things about him. I doubted him, and a lot of people did. But right now, you know what I'm saying, can boldly say he is one of the best players in the league and one of the best players we've ever seen. All the stars in the NBA right now, none of them has taken the approach to the way he's taken this season, to be 6-0, to be dominant as he's been already. I can see him winning MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, and the championship this year with the focus that he's showing right now. And nobody can say nothing bad about him. Giannis is proving everybody wrong. He's proving me wrong. And I'll be the first to say it. the league is on notice right now, because the way he's starting, it should be frightening everybody.
Yeah, I was someone, you know, amongst the masses who kind of doubted him early on. But he's one of those guys that, instead of pouting with criticism or hiding with criticism, he takes that criticism as fuel and comes back better, stronger, and more defined game every single year. He comes back with a new aspect to his game every single year. So I completely agree with you. Someone that can sweep the award season and also, you know, bring on the ultimate award, which is a championship. So, you know, this team is definitely scary. It's still early, still a lot of basketball, but like you said, it's a mindset that he's playing with, that their team follows with. They'll need Chris Middleton to get over the hump, but yeah, Giannis is on some other shit right now. Staying out east with another team who is minus a star, but the Cleveland Cavaliers are off to a 5-1 start without Darius Garland. Donovan Mitchell has found a new home, a new energy, and he's playing on a whole nother level. He made a spin move the other day and dunked on someone. I said, holy shit. Jack, can Mitchell be the best player on a championship caliber team, in your opinion?
Yes, and he also can be MVP, because the way he's playing right now, I think Cleveland can finish top three in the East this year. And if he has a big year, you know, scoring wise, and they have a good record with Garland coming back, this team can really make some noise. And I think that'll be a good look for Donovan Mitchell if this team could be at the top of the East at the end of the season with the way he's playing right now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we there was a ceiling. You know, you and I never really believed in Utah because he never really had a real sidekick as far as the scoring punch goes, with all due respect to Jordan Clarkson, who was coming off the bench at the time. But obviously with this young Cleveland team, they got a lot of pieces. And, you know, Darius Garland will return. You know, they got Mobley, they got Allen. They got a lot of good solid pieces over there. They created a new identity, and they play hard, which I love to see. So, again, very early in the season, but very impressive so far for this young Cleveland team led by Donovan Mitchell. Heading out west, the Los Angeles Lakers were able to get their first win on Sunday versus the Nuggets. Westbrook came off the bench, but was very, very impressive. I got a chance to talk to Darvin Ham after that. You know, I was congratulating him on his first win, and he has a strong feeling that Russell Westbrook can be the sixth man of the year, and I never really considered that, but I'm definitely not mad at that. He has the talent still, he has the skill still, he has the hunger still, and if he can really buy into that sixth man role, it could be very beneficial for this team. But what I liked was they're running a lot of pick and rolls with Russ and Braun being the roller. And dunking and finishing and distributing, because I've always said Bron is so talented, you could put him anywhere on the court and he's going to be effective. So I think it's obviously going to take some time. AD needs to get healthy, because he still looks like he's, you know, running like an old man out there. But hopefully with him continuing to be healthy and Russ buying into that role, you know, this team can get out a hot streak. What are your thoughts on the Lakers and Russ coming off the bench? And if they can figure it out, you know, what is the ceiling for them?
What an accolade to add to an already Hall of Fame career, Sixth Man of the Year for Russ. And everything that people were saying about him, what does that say about you now? It was all false. For a guy like Russ to be the player he is with the triple-doubles in the career he's had, you know what I'm saying? They don't talk about Elgin Baylor like that. And he's had the same career, if not better, you know, as far as stat-wise. So give Russ his respect. Ain't too many players that hold those records that Russ has can take a step back rather and come off the bench and still be productive as he was as a starter. So take your hat off to Russ and everybody that was talking about him. I know you feel stupid now, because you know what I'm saying, Russ has always been a team guy, and the guys just want to play basketball. We all knew that, and to see him having success coming off the bench and still being the guy he is, and to have a coach like Darvin Ham talking about him, saying he can be a sixth man of the year, I think it's all saying a lot about Russ's character that a lot of people didn't know.
With all that said, there's still stirs, and I think Miles Turner was on Woj's podcast this past week talking about the Lakers should really consider their situation and what they're looking for and what they want. Jack, if you were in management over there, would you give up Russell Westbrook for Miles Turner, Buddy Hield, and their first round picks in 27 and 29. Or remember what Rachel told us last week, that if they just ride this season out, Russell come off the books and they'll have a max space and it can be a completely new team. So my question with that is, at this point in LeBron's career, do you give it a whole season, or are you proactive and we're all in for Bron while we still have him? What would be your approach if you were in management?
I'm keeping Russ. Ain't no question about it. I'm keeping Russ because Russ is not the question. AD is the question. Russ going to come with the effort. He going to play hard every night. He going to give you whatever he got. You know what I'm saying? And that's one thing you don't have to worry about him is his effort. You got other pieces to put into play now. But the question is AD. Is he going to be there the whole season? How fit, how healthy he going to be? And what kind of AD is that going to show up every night for this team? Is it going to be the 30-point, 15-rebound AD? Or is it going to be the 20.5-rebound AD? You know what I'm saying? That's what matters. I never thought Russ was the problem. The guy that everybody is praising and saying that he's close to Tim Duncan, like I just said before, AD can do this, he can do that. Well, he has to do it. And that's why everybody's been blaming Russ, because they've been trying to shy away from blaming AD.
Yeah, Russ is definitely a scapegoat. He was a scapegoat last year along with the coach. But I love that he's buying in. Again, hopefully this works out well. Heading down the hallway to the Los Angeles Clippers, a lot of odds on favorite to come out of the West have been off to a slow start. PG had a big bucket down the stretch against Houston Monday night to clinch that game. 3-4 as they currently stand. Kawhi has missed four straight games. Jack, is this something we should be concerned about? You know, Kawhi is someone who's missed a lot of time over the last few years. Obviously, when healthy, one of the best players in the world. But health is that key word again. We just talked about with AD, health is and availability is key. Do you think they're just monitoring their minutes, or is there a possible, you know, more that, you know, we're not hearing as of now of why Kawhi hasn't really been playing as much as we thought he'd be playing up to this point?
I hope that's the case. They're just monitoring his minutes. I mean, I think they bragged on how strong he was and how built he looked coming into the season. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if that's taking a toll and he came in a little bit too heavy and they don't want to, you know, start him off on too many minutes and play him too much and risk him re-injuring something. So that could be it. But me knowing Kawhi from the times I played with him, I know he's a dog and he wants to play. If he's not on that court, I'm pretty sure it's something that they're worried about.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. You know, Kawhi's been on limited minutes the games he has played. So let's just hope that it's monitoring and it's not any kind of aggravation or flare-up, which is quite possible, you know, when you miss that much time. So, you know, hoping for the best out there, because although it's still early, without him, that's a major, major key piece that, you know, will kind of deter them from their ultimate goal. Breaking news just in, hot off the burner. Steve Nash has been fired as the Brooklyn Nets coach. Jock Vaughn will be the acting head coach for the foreseeable future. Stack, first thoughts?
I've been saying he wasn't a coach. Roll the footage back. Go get it, Dylan. Let's post it all on social media. I've been saying it. I've been saying he wasn't a coach, bro. I'm not surprised. I didn't know how soon his homeboy was gonna do it. Sean Marks was gonna do it, but I've been said that, bro. He's not the guy for those dominant personalities over there. You know what I'm saying? They need somebody that can relate to more. And I'm not just saying a black coach. I'm saying somebody that can relate to more. And if that's a black coach, then so be it. But he wasn't the coach for those guys. Now, Steve is a laid-back, cool guy. Steve go to work, do his job. You know what I'm saying? He ain't looking for too much confrontation. He ain't trying to be in the media. And that's totally what you're going to get being a coach in Brooklyn, right? So, you know, Steve's my guy, but I knew from day one that I wanted him to succeed, because, you know, everybody know I'm pulling for the Nets, but I knew he wasn't the coach from day one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was written on the wall from the beginning. You know, when Kyrie said, you know, do we really need a coach? Or I don't want to paraphrase what he said, but it was something to that tune. And it wasn't a disrespectful shot at Steve, but he was just saying, like, yo, our team is so talented, we don't really need a coach. But we all know that whoever is the coach of a team needs to have that locker room respect. And I think naturally by nature, not that they disrespected Steve, but Steve, like, for everything you said, he's just such a mild-mannered dude that I just think that locker room with all the shit outside of basketball that's been going on. I just think it was just too much for him to kind of bite down on, pause, because they needed a real, like an authoritative figure in that locker room that was kind of be like, yo, this is what the fuck is going on. You know what I mean? And I don't think that he's that type of guy. So it'll be interesting moving forward to see how Brooklyn responds to this situation. You know, KD spoke on it this past offseason. You know what I mean? He's just, you know, like, I feel like they needed to move on from the situation. So out the gates with a tough start, Nash is gone. So, you know, best of luck to those guys out there. Best of luck to Steve to be able to land on his feet. Still a very bright mind. I'm sure he's going to get another opportunity, but I agree with you, Jack. He wasn't necessarily the right fit for that team. Next up, Money Talks, presented to you by one of our favorite sponsors, Moneyline. The league is proposing a new system that would replace the luxury tax with a hard limit that would limit teams to not exceed the paid salary. So I guess there'd be a cap on it, so teams can't go in the luxury tax. Obviously, the Players Association wouldn't be for this. The owners would be for this. But this would really handcuff a lot of teams that are just like, hey, particularly Golden State, that are all the way in the luxury tax. I want to say $400+ million as we stand now. And if they re-sign Draymond, it can get to $500 million in the luxury tax. You know, similar to what you see in baseball with teams going out there and able to kind of buy their way to the championship, but you still have to win it. But Jack, what are your thoughts on them putting a hard cap on it? Obviously, a bad move for players, but would probably bring more parity to the game because, you know, you can't just go out there and pay all your players, which you should be able to do, but they're trying to stop that. So what are your thoughts on this potential move by the NBA?
You owners mad. Y'all mad. Y'all mad. Golden State running up championships on y'all, and y'all trying to break that shit up. They own ain't complaining about paying that extra bread, so why y'all worried about it? Find a way to get your team in that position where you winning and making money, where you can go against the tax and have to pay all that money over the tax and still win and still make money. Obviously, he know what he doing. Obviously, he know what he doing. So, man, somebody was dry hating, bro. One of the owners started dry hating, and he found another owner who was mad, and they started dry hating together, and that's how all this shit came apart. Y'all just mad Golden State running it up on y'all ass.
All right, so we'll have to wait to see, you know, if this actually comes into place. You know, I don't agree with it. Obviously, I'm pro players getting their money. And like you said, Stack, if you can go in the luxury tax and not sweat it, go in the luxury tax and not sweat it. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out, because I know if they put this hard cap on, this could possibly push the NBA into another lockout, because, you know, the NBPA is not going to go for that. So keep in mind, for the first time in the history of the game, the NBA topped $10 billion in revenue, which they haven't seen before. You know, with something like this, with this, again, even the playing field for smaller market teams, although you don't see really too many small market teams. I guess Milwaukee's considered a small market team, right? Let me take that back. Would this limit the field, Jack, in your opinion, for small market teams? Or do you just like the idea you don't pay to play, pay to win?
Get your hustle up.
Plain and simple.
That's simple.
Well, that was Money Talks, presented to you by Moneyline. On the Radar, presented to you by DraftKings. Let's take a look at the current odds-on favorite to be the 2023 NBA Rookie of the Year. Let's start with Paolo Banchero at a minus 300. Someone who I really like. Used to give the Bruins nightmares over at U of A. Ben Mathurin, a dog, at plus 450. That Sacramento King boy, that light-skinned shooter over there at a plus 1,200, Keegan Murray. Jaden Ivey at a plus, Keegan Murray's at a plus 1,200. Jaden Ivey is a plus 1,800, followed by Jabari Smith and Shaedon Sharpe, who I really like over in Portland. Stack, thoughts on rookies this year? Paolo's averaging 23-8-4.
I'm going with Paolo. I mean, not only because of what he's averaging now, is he's going to get the best shot to do what he needs to do. You know what I mean? He's going to get the ball. He's going to get the minutes. And if he stays healthy, he's a shoe-in for this award. The kid has came in averaging a dub already. He's getting the points he's averaged in his first four or five games, I think, is almost equivalent to LeBron, or even or might be better. And just the confidence he's showing right off the bat says a lot about a kid like that. So if he continues to be dominant and continues to have the role he has already on his team as being the leader and stay healthy, this is an award, no doubt.
I always like to point out when we talk about him that I was the one that said he is the number one pick, although they were back and forth with a lot of, you know, obviously Chet, you know, went down in the summer with the ankle injury. We haven't got to see his real rookie campaign. But, you know, I've been hearing about Paolo for a long time from Jamal Crawford and my homeboy Spencer Haas out in Seattle. Like, there's this boy coming that's nice. And you got a chance to see him in the Iverson game and just how big he is and his guard skill set for the frame he has. We haven't seen anything like that. But one more person I'd like to talk about, though, before we get out of this, Paolo, is Ben Mathurin, that boy over in Indiana. He is a dog. He's a problem. He's at 21-5-3. Someone I feel like you could build a team around. His energy, his athleticism, his overall skill set is very impressive. So I like he's kind of been the dark horse sneaking up the charts, although it's still early in the season. Boy has a lot of game. Closing thoughts, shout out to our brother Kevin Durant for passing one of his idols, Vince Carter, to be the 19th all-time leading scorer. The next up on his list is a friend of the program, the great Kevin Garnett, who is at 26,071 points. Jack, where do you think KD, when it's all said and done, knock on wood, barring health, will finish on the scoring list?
It's really hard to tell right now, man, because KD's so efficient, man. He could end up anywhere on that list. You know what I mean? He's so efficient. If he stays healthy, if he continues to have the right guys around him to take some of the load off on him and still average 30 like he's been doing for another 4 or 5 years, hey, man, he could end up anywhere on the list. I don't want to give him a spot now because, you know, like we always talk about, nobody's more efficient scoring than KD. And we've never seen a guy that tall be able to score like he does. So if health is not a problem, the right people around the right situation, he could be at the top.
I agree. Definitely, I think he'll crack that top five if he's able to stay healthy. Again, one of the most efficient scorers we've ever seen. And again, man, congrats, bro. Beautiful thing. Although he's not too into individual, accolades. This is a huge step for him, man. So make sure you celebrate that. Congrats to our brother. Last but not least, unfortunately, we lost another very talented brother last night. Rest in peace to Takeoff from the Migos, who was killed in Houston. Details are still swirling around, but word is, you know, a dice game was going on, and you know, he was being his normal self, off in the cut, chilling. Ends up getting shot and lost his life. So I want to send our prayers and condolences out to his family, his friends, his fans, everyone. Jack, state of hip hop, man. It's unfortunate, man. We continue to do this to ourselves. So many great fallen, talented young brothers these days. And someone who obviously crossed over and was able to, you know, be in the rap game and you've been around it your whole life. What are your thoughts on just the state of what the fuck is going on right now in our communities?
I mean, it sucks. It sucks. First off, rest in peace to Takeoff. Quavo and then y'all family, man, I'm sending love and condolences. Takeoff was one of the realest. Always stayed out the way. Didn't want to be seen. All he wanted to do was make music and talk about shoes. You know what I mean? Talk about NBA stories. But he definitely going to be missed. But I hate hip-hop right now, Matt, because hip-hop has no morals. You know what I'm saying? The days when we was hearing self-destruction, you headed for self-destruction, you ain't got no rappers coming out even thinking to attempt to make a rhyme like that. You know what I'm saying? And it's disheartening because they have such a large impact on our children and the culture coming up. You know what I mean? So the things they say matter, man. And they so comfortable with dissing the dead and talk about the dead, and all they talk about is ops and shooting each other. And, you know, you got to be intelligent enough to know that these people are not living these lyrics. You got to be intelligent enough to listen to the music and enjoy it, but not apply it to your everyday life. You know, I know people, you know, gotta make a living for themselves, but you know what I'm saying? To one of the points that I did agree with Kanye, you know what I'm saying? If you know these kids gonna be doing this, why keep putting money in their hands? You know what I'm saying? Why keep putting them in this position to fail? Because that's basically what they're doing. You know what I mean? So I hate it, Matt, you know what I'm saying? But I know I don't have all the answers, man. Mm-hmm.
We just thought, man, the world needs a big hug right now, because it's not just, obviously, rappers. It's across the board. You know, just people in our community, we continue to lose over senseless shit, over ego, over pride, over embarrassment. Like you said, you don't have the answers. I don't think anyone has the answers. That's why it continues to happen, man. So just want to send prayers out there to everybody, but particularly Takeoff's family, my brother Quavo, our brother Quavo, you know, Offset, the rest of the Migos, although they broke up, you know, and it's a tough way too, because, you know, to keep it real, they're at odds. The group just split, you know, so now, you know, Offset will never have a chance to clear up whatever was going on with his brother. Like yeah. His brother's gone, you know, and obviously Quavo loses his nephew, who he, you know, helped raise. It's just so deep and so senseless at times, man. But anyway, this could be a whole show in itself. But man, again, rest in peace to Takeoff. Condolences to the family and friends. And man, we got to do better, people. Got to do better. You can catch What's Burning available every week on Showtime Basketball YouTube.
And on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Show Basketball.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.